And joining us right now as we are at Fromm Brothers Farm, Hamburg, Wisconsin, I have Norma Honke with me. Norma, thanks so much for joining us.
I'm glad to be here today.
Talk to us a little bit about your time here. How long did you work here?
I worked in the summer of 1947. I babysat for little John, and that was for Henry and Mary Fromm, right on by the woods here.
So you babysat for one of the Fromm children. Now, this is a very interesting job. How old was a little John?
John was a little more than, well, I don't think he was 3 years old. And I was 14, and I stayed at the boarding house here, but I can't find which room I stayed in. And of all the things, I met him today, little John, but his name, they changed it to Henry, and he's here. He's from Milwaukee.
Wow. So maybe John was little John his nickname then?
Yeah, I still call him little Johnny.
He's not so little now,
no,
is he?
No.
Now, this was 1947, so that was 71 years ago, according to my math. And that would make him almost 75, so you're about 10 years older than he is.
Yeah.
What was it like chasing around a little three-year-old on a fox mink farm?
Well, we were in the woods there. We had a little house there, and his mother went golfing every day. And before supper, I would go to the boarding house, and she would make supper at home. But in the morning, when I came there early, I had glasses and all the dishes in the kitchen. I had all the tables to clean off, do the dishes. They had a dishwasher. And then I had to dress little John, and then I had to take care of him all day, and then I had to go to the garden and pick peas or spinach, whatever she wanted when she came from golfing.
So did you prepare little John's breakfast and lunch then?
Yeah, I fed him breakfast and lunch.
And then when you came back in the evening, did you eat with the Fromm family, or did you eat here in the boarding house?
I ate at the boarding house here, and then I stayed, and on Friday night, my mother would come pick me up, and then she'd bring me back early Monday morning.
And how far away from Fromm Brothers Farm did you live?
Well, I don't know, it's 10 miles. We lived in Little Chicago.
Okay. Now, one summer, and now you get to see not-so-little John, now called Henry. What are some of the things you remember from that one summer? Because it sounds like you have a very vivid memory.
Well, I don't know. It was the same thing every day. Take care of that little guy. He would ride his bicycle, and he had to have a nap every day, too, and the usual every day.
Did you ever think about coming to work on the farm and do anything with the animals, or this was just an opportunity? How did you get selected for the job of taking care of little John?
Well, I did a lot of babysitting at my age. But then after I married, I lived on a farm. I had to do all the milk all the cows and do the baling and all that, yeah.
Did little John remember you?
No, he wouldn't remember me. But he was so glad he had to hug me, and it was really funny.
As you had obviously the run of the farm, and he probably decided he wanted to go some places and see some things, what kinds of things did you see during that summer of 1947 while taking care of little John, now known as Henry?
Well, on my time off, I got to the slaughterhouse and watch him grind up meat and all that stuff, you know, walk around here in the farm.
Did you ever think about coming back after being in babysitting and working here?
No. I worked in a ginseng garden for somebody else. No, I never come back to Fromm's work, no.
What brought you back today? Did you think that little John would be here?
No, I just wanted to find out where he was.
Well, now you know.
Oh.
Norma Honke, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you. Now I can sleep at night. I know where little John is.
Thank you.